A report released this week by two regional planning agencies makes a business case for proposed passenger rail improvements in Massachusetts and Connecticut. An analysis projects that by making upgrades to the Hartford line and building east-west rail in Massachusetts, the Metro Hartford-Springfield area would gain 20,000 to 40,000 professional jobs over 30 years, with a corresponding growth in economic output of $47 billion to $84 billion. Even at the highest estimated cost for the rail projects, $9 billion, it would be a 10-to-1 return on investment, said Kim Robinson, executive director of the Pioneer Valley Planning Commission.
It is clear the time to reestablish robust passenger rail is now.
The two projects would restore frequent and fast rail service between Boston and New York City along an inland route, something that has not existed for decades. The loss of most intercity rail service has cost the economies of Springfield and Hartford, the report said. Lyle Ray, executive director of the Capital Region Council of Governments, said since 1990, the region has missed out on 130,000 new jobs.
The times move beyond us. 130,000 jobs went somewhere else that had better transit and better train service.
A MassDOT feasibility study of east-west rail released last year was criticized for lowballing ridership estimates and ignoring the economic benefits of new passenger rail service. This latest study did not rely on ridership projections, said Jessica Jones, a senior analyst with AECOM, the Chicago-based engineering firm that produced the report.
So what we focus on is this significant mismatch over 30 years that we've seen between Metro Hartford-Springfield and the rest of the region, and how we can catch up and get a piece of that pie back.
Democratic members of Congress Richard Neal of Massachusetts and John Larson of Connecticut announced the release of the study at a news conference in front of Springfield's Union Station. They pointed to President Biden's infrastructure plan as a potential source of the funds needed to pay for the rail projects.
And John and I are going to really push hard on the transportation side for this eventuality. But I think that this lends credibility to the study that they've authored to where it is that we want to go.
Neal said he continues to lobby Massachusetts Republican Governor Charlie Baker about east-west rail.
The Capital Region needs a first-class transportation system, the MBTA. But that's not the only part of Massachusetts and New England that needs a first-class transportation system. We all pay for that MBTA.
Pointing out that Neal is chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, U.S. Representative Rosa DeLauro of Connecticut chairs the Appropriations Committee, and U.S. Representative Jim McGovern of Worcester is chairman of the Rules Committee, Larson said there is enough political clout in the region to get the projects done.
If not now, when?
A copy of the report is available online at both planning agencies' websites. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.